Want to get it, girl? Go ahead, go get it.
Candace Cline has been fostering Hildy, a playful 28-pound dachshund mix, for about a month.
Good girl. Come on, Hildy.
She's a wonderful companion. And she gets along well with other dogs. Dogs, children, everybody. Sweet thing.
Give her those big brown.
As a foster mom, Cline has not only been taking care of Hildy, who otherwise would be in a shelter or euthanized, but sizing her up.
My goal was to find out the temperament of the animal, see what I can do to help make sure that she's housebroken, learn her quirks and qualms and what she would enjoy, so we can make a very good match for her for a veteran.
Cline is president of the Buckhead Rotary Club. 40% of its members are veterans. As a service to veterans and a lover of animals, she wanted to find a project that would help both pets in need and veterans who have needs, whether that's post-traumatic stress disorder, brain injuries, or other challenges. She teamed up with her friend Kathy Roth from Urban Pet Project, a nonprofit that rescues animals from high euthanasia rate facilities.
You'd be surprised at how many animals that come out of animal control really are superior pets. They really have the ability to do and to be what families want them to do.
Roth is an Air Force veteran from the first Gulf War and experienced firsthand the stress that servicemen and women can go through.
The other thing I've experienced is the love and joy and companionship that a furry little face can bring to you. Through the long nights, through the hard days, a dog and a cat can always be there to give you that support that you need.
Companion pets, she says, can do wonders, not only for the soldiers, but also for their families.
If, you know, an active duty service member's child is having problem coping with dad being gone or mom being gone, it may do that child a lot of good to have a dog to cuddle up in bed with at night.
Roth and Cline teamed up with Companions for Heroes, a national group that arranges no-cost adoptions for veterans and families of service members. They do screenings, follow-ups, provide gift cards for the pet's health care, and supplies needed for a year. Unlike service dogs, which are used for specific conditions and can take more than a year to train, companion pets, says Roth, are more readily available.
The time frame for a veteran or a service member to get a companion dog through the Companions for Heroes program can be as little as a week to 10 days. So it's a very quick turnaround.
And it's not just dogs. It can be cats or even bunnies. Cline's Rotary Club raised the $20,000 needed to pay for 20 adoptions in a Rotary year. So far, the Atlanta arm of Companions for Heroes has matched four pets with four veterans who've remained private since July when they started the program. For those unable to adopt a pet but want to spend time with animals, Candace Cline explains that they invite veterans from the Shepherd Center once a month to come and spend a day with the animals at the shelter.
You know, this is where they can have a stress-free environment. They may not be in a position to be able to adopt an animal, but they can have almost a vicarious pet experience.
Cline says when everyone in the community steps up, everybody wins.
It's about how we can make the community stronger and how we can find a way to help ease some of the pain a veteran may be experiencing, or in just a small way, let the veterans know that we care about them.
For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.